Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, what's the news on the your front tonight?
Well, we...
I just finished the governor's.
Well, you got rid of them pretty fast, I think.
Well, we started at 7, so they finished at 9:30.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a long time, isn't it? Well, let me see what... might be of most interest here. We have Senator Muskie giving a major foreign policy speech in the morning, coming back here to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And it's advertised to the press that he plans to make a major foreign policy address. I suspect he's going to take his time in Vietnam. I kind of hope he does, because the Democrats have really been quiet on this the last week, and I would like to see them raise the issue so that we can bat them down. They've been damn quiet, and hard for us to stir our folks up. We have someone going to the speech list. Called all the reporters in Canada, it is often called all the reporters in Canada, and so this client at the Presbyterian Church tomorrow morning to make a major foreign policy deal. And he's got some stuff ready to answer. I have the feeling he's going to move very hard to the left.
Because of what happened in Arizona and Iowa, probably.
Yes, sir. And because of the report that I got out of his camp today that he's panicked over.
Really?
Yes, sir. One of my close friends for many years. Reporter from the Bangor News, the main newspaper. And he said that the Muskie camp is really alarmed that they have done as badly as they have in the first two caucuses.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done their delegate count and are convinced that if they don't get the liberals, that he won't be able to go into the convention with it locked up. And that therefore he's going to have to really make a major effort to.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that makes me conclude that tomorrow morning maybe his big appeal to the left on the war. But if it is, we'll be ready to answer.
Yeah, we ought to really choose some partisanship and speaking for the enemy and anything else if he goes that far.
The way the press have been playing this, Mr. President, I can't quite see it. I'm not used to this. They've been giving us such a fair break. It's just a great ride. I mean, you wonder what's wrong. New Republic, right?
I saw that.
Well, the whole editorial, they only quoted questions in the newspaper, but the whole editorial is absolutely spectacular. And you're getting that from the left, and you're getting similar plaudits from the right. I don't think there's been a time when I have seen such unanimity of opinion in the news. Absolutely no criticism. Kennedy hasn't spoken out, which I would have expected to see by now. The other Democratic candidates, when Lee McGovern, they've all been silent. I got the final results in on Simlinger's poll tonight, which are very good. That's 50.6. He released this afternoon, 50.6 today. Well, between the 26th of January and 31st, answer the question yes. Answer yes to the question of would you vote for the re-election of president? 16.7, and this is a month up a little bit. Not sure, 24.9. Wouldn't vote 7.2, so we can figure it out. And then if you take out the 7.2, actually, we're well above 50%, 53, 54%.
Mm-hmm.
The highest. If you've ever been alive during the time of the poll period, deals with very, very good shape. I had lunch yesterday with Jim Scammon. My God, he really...
Scammon?
Scammon.
Oh, yeah.
He really did something to that man. I'll tell you, he's sending over papers to me and material. He was still floating on the fire. Anything you possibly can to help us.
Good. Well, we'll use him while we can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has his own problem. He took most of the lunch. He came to see me, really, because I asked him to give me some information and some arguments on some of his issues. But he spent most of the lunch talking about his conversation with you.
What do you think of Muskie?
He thinks he's going to be nominated. He thinks he's a weak.
Do you think he's going to win the nomination? Conley doesn't think so. I talked to him today. He thinks that Kennedy is going to is doing what he can to stir up these other guys. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I looked today with Caleb Jensen. He thinks that Kennedy is pretty good at those.
But he doesn't want it now, but if the situation changes, he keeps in the wings, and then if it looks as if he has a chance, he might just grab it all, which he could do.
Yeah, I think he could. Yes, that's right. Except that he's convinced that he can't defeat.
As of this time, but you see, that can change, you see.
Well, except that most of the things that are going to happen to King Maryland, the time he has to make that first move, I'm going to give him any encouragement I need to do. I really think he's personally with himself out of the situation. He's 76, 50, 43 years old. He's gonna go at all, and he'll be the time for today.
How old is he now?
30, well, he's 39.
Mm-hmm.
He's 40 years old. So that's
really his best year, 76.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Be the right age then. He's a little young for it now.
8 years. We will have been in, and that's a little bit. That
Chuck and Quiddick would be forgotten by that time.
That's what he figures. I don't think it will be. Mm-hmm. He did quite a job on Sunday night, but God, I've been hearing from all kinds of people.
Oh, the black thing, yeah.
Yes, sir. Sammy Davis, whatever value that is to him, I guess it's not. You sure as hell locked him up. He was around the White House saying that, he said that there weren't enough superlatives for him to describe you. I think we can, this has been working on him for quite a while, but I think that did it. He made an interesting comment. He said he wished that he had been a great honor. He wished he'd been at the White House Friday. He said that never would have happened if he'd been on the stage.
Mm.
Which is kind of interesting for him. Davis.
Kind of handled it well, though. No, he did as well as he could.
Oh, sure. But I thought it was kind of nice.
Yeah,
it was
interesting.
Kind of nice of David.
You bet your life.
I don't know whether you read about the J.C. convention down in Florida this weekend, but just talking a little politics. They took a straw poll, and Agnew did very well. And the media, the Washington Press, did not give him the credit that he really deserved for that. He did marvelous job. But they took a straw poll after all of the candidates had come through. And that's not a bad cross-section of people. There were 900 Democrats, 916 Democrats, 543 Republicans. You got 90% of the Republican vote in the straw poll. Ashbrook only getting 4.7%. And the president of the day, he gets 5.2%.
Right.
Which doesn't mean anything. But on the Democratic side, except for 90, it's pretty much good. On the Democratic side, it was fascinating. They had 916 Democrats in attendance at the convention. Wallace had 41%. Humphrey, 19. Muskie, 17. Jackson, 12. And then the rest kind of scattered around. But it was interesting because the best reaction that anyone received at that convention was Wallace. But did get the best of that.
Sure.
But it was quite positive towards you, in the speech. And the second best was the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
The third was Humphrey, and the fourth was Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And the people I talked to yesterday and today kind of felt that this was a pretty good first section of the sentiment in Florida, and as well as we were doing just as well as we sort of expected.
Of course, the JCs would tend to be pretty much business-oriented, Chuck. You don't get much black and the other in there.
Yeah, I'm a little more conservative, I think.
Sure.
Then, of course, but it was interesting that no dissidents among that. Very little grumbling among the Republicans.
Good.
Even though you would expect back to Teddy for that rather than Monday. I still think the Catholics and the neighbor states
that
maybe you can stick to that.
Well, whatever it is, you know, whatever they decide.
Well,
we'll see what happens, huh? Yes, I said that. I told him he'd been making some fine speeches.
He really has fine speeches. He had reason to know that he'd see them.
No, he didn't mention it, no.
Well, giving the Democrats an hour for a loyal opposition.
Yeah, I heard about that.
1 hour for the opposition. He said a speech he's doing tomorrow, which is just where he fully know it.
They never gave that to us when we were out.
No, not at the professor.
Never.
You took 30 minutes from the State of the Union, which was a very, very non-credit. You took 30 minutes to see what the nation had.
20.
And they've, NBC at least, gave an hour to answer the State of the Union and an hour for a loyal opposition series that they sent to the funding. It really is kind of tragic.
Good. They're going to do it, huh?
Well, they wanted to.
Good.
They said they wanted to take it on themselves. Days when they can't do it, they will have not.
Aaron.
Right. Every single day they're going to get up and say, we've been in session X number of days, and we've had the following things yet to do, and we have to move on. Just the dripping of the water in the town.
Right.
After a week or two, we'll keep it up to the session. Reagan and Evans did well today.
That's the way. Good.
They have to get it every day.
Yeah, and eventually it'll begin to play.
Our friend Fitzsimmons told me tonight. He's been very helpful to us.
Hope he can settle it.
Well, he's trying to. He asked us to keep the pressure. manufacturer's orders. December was down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sent that in.
Which is not good, but the construction was up 15% for the year. And rising very much. We put out today. Just a good thing to keep our fingers crossed at present. That's a fool in the movie, I hope.
When did the unemployment figures come out this week?
Friday. Mm-hmm. I'll have those either late tomorrow afternoon or
Thursday.
Really Thursday. I'm not even going to predict.
Oh, no, hell, even.
Every time I guess those figures, I'm off. But I just can't see what.
We're going to get a break eventually.
Well, if we don't get it this month, but we may not. They've adjusted December back then. It didn't rise in December as we thought. It was actually held constant with November. So whatever it is, it's not here in January. By comparison, we're probably going to look at this. But damn well ought to get a break. Damn well.
Yep. Well, we aren't going to worry about it.
No. Where it ends up in 6 or 8 months from now. I thought the Attorney General did a great job talking today on the Richmond decision. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Told you about it. Well, I think he kind of met it head on. He said that he didn't agree with it, but in effect, that he did not agree with it. And the Justice Department was studying what it might do with respect to it. That he felt that it was wrong to bust strictly for the purposes of racial integration. In fact, he met it more squarely than he's done before. I gathered reading it that you had talked to him, but it played very well. He took a very responsible line, saying he did not believe that the court should impose their will upon local
government. Right.
And that education was the first requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Unless constitutional principles were clearly violated. It wasn't in the province of the court to impose some artificial standard for achieving racial integration. It's an excellent job. That issue is building. But Newsweek gets a full page on it this week.
Yeah, I know. It will build.
No, it's building very slowly but surely. Alsop and Gollum, the reports out of Florida, that apparently the one issue that any one of the Democratic candidates can get an audience reaction from Jasmine Mullis in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kind of dodging all over the place. But I think it's slowly going to catch up.
If we could only get Muskie nailed on it more firmly.
Newsweek nailed him beautifully this week. Of all the Democrats, he was the furthest out of the issue. Cameron yesterday, when we were having lunch, said he thought that by 6 months from now, all of the Democratic candidates, without exception, will have come over on the issue.
Come over against it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Since they can't afford country. They've got a very difficult problem. Delegation to the Democratic Convention and then split it. And even though he thinks Muskie is going to lock it up, he has to cater to the left until he gets the nomination. And then he believes the other one might want to switch over. I guess the current senator is going to be if they get out and recruit people.
Sure.
Where he finds it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hell on it in the place to do it.
Sure they are.
But I think they've got Muskie firmly on the record on that. If he switches, he'll inconsistency current the way he makes it look good. And if he stays with it, he may have to be for a while.
I think he's going to have to stay with it for a while.
I think he's going to have to be. he's got the toughest crowd in the world. There's evidence of denial and there's going to be, you know, it's fascinating how the media has discovered him.
Yeah. They made it appear that he won great victories. Mm. Well, not really that.
No, but that he, did, he did about what he was expected. Or that he didn't win or he didn't lose. He didn't gain any ground, but he didn't lose any ground. But none of it has really been on the stage. He took a lacking victory. Which I think he did. I still think he did. He really did damn poorly. The front runner with all that he had going for him. The government went through together, out told him. Not a very impressive job. And as I say, from my friend Dan Murphy, I had to report today that these people are really kind of in disarray, really badly shaken. Worried that he is not putting on the
right.
Showing the kind
That's of probably why he's making this speech.
I think so. And I suspect
we'll have to see what speech is. But you can't tell. You never can predict.
Well, this is one, but if he really takes the job long, first of all, I think he's made a terrible mistake because the sentiment across the country is just one very, very strong. I think he may have struck something last week more significant than we will realize for a period of time.
He'll probably come out for prisoners for withdrawal, which of course they've already turned down, and they've got to be smack right head on that.
Well, we sure as hell will. I don't think that's a credible position right now.
It isn't. It's wrong. It's just...
No, I think we destroyed that. I think that was... that was a credible position following the government's report to last night. And even after the rather show one day, if you remember, there was a lot of speculation about whether really they would take the view that the people were doing. But it isn't more than just the knowledge that they have. No, they have no position. The only position they have is one of a sort of corrupt dictator against 400 American babies. Which the American people too, of course, is good.
Well, that's, we're not casting a net. He's going to resign before the election. Well, anyway, we'll see.
The point is that there's many of the commentators, the most surprising part is not only the Dick Wilson and David Warren, but the ones that we expected from the left. They're praying the fact that everybody's talking about it. We would have been there for 6 months or so. And I think he made a hell of an impact on the attitude of the country as a country. Right now, I don't think it may be 2 months to make a difference. Right now, I don't think that the national, the politician who is seeking national office can fault you if he does and make you think it's terrible. And if Muskie does that tomorrow, we've already, tonight, we've talked to this. Our friends on the Hill. The goal would have
good.
I'm not sure if he knows what that is, but he said he had lined up 6 or 7 of them. He will be ready to blast Muskie if he does.
What time's he making speech at noon? He'll probably put it out long before that, so put it out in the morning.
Well, we tried to get it at 8 o'clock, and he had to push out speaking at 9:30 today. But his office deliberately for all reporters all over Canada to say that that man to say he was making a major on development speech. He's trying to build it up. What is he really has in the bank? We'll see. But he did not have it out that
time. Right.
But we'll be there.
Good.
Man going up to listen. Love it if he would stick his head up because there hasn't been a soul.
If he does, he'll be clever with it. We've got to be sure that we can really whack him hard.
Well, he will. I've been really surprised. I looked at Henry this morning. He's a little surprised also. We just haven't heard a word of criticism.
Well, we'll look at it the first thing in the morning, Chuck. We'll be ready with.
Well, we'll
the line.
I'd love it. We've got a lot of material ready.
Right.
A lot of ammunition. We'd like to jump in.
Good.
If they start, we'll go after them.
Absolutely.
Fine.
They draw the sword. Okay.
Absolutely.
Fine.
Thank you.